Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of SJVN Limited, hosted by Elara Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Ragini Pande. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q4 FY24 conference call of SJVN. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of SJVN, represented by Mr. Bhupendra Gupta, CMD, Mr. R.P. Goyal, Director Finance, Mr. Ajay Sharma, Director Personnel. We'll now begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by the question and answer session.
Yeah, a very good morning to all of you. I am pleased to accompany today by our Director of Projects, Sri Sushil Sharma, Director of Finance, Sri R.P. Goyalji, and Director of Personnel, Sri Ajay Sharmaji. It gives me immense pleasure to share with you some significant developments from the fourth quarter of financial year 24-25, as well as key milestones achieved in the current quarter of financial year 25-26. I am delighted to inform you that Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji virtually laid foundation stone for our 100 megawatt Nava solar power projects on 22nd of May 2025 in the Bikaner, and the project is located in Nava district of Rajasthan and is being developed by SJVN's wholly owned subsidiary, that is SJVN Green Energy Limited. This project is expected to generate around 254 million units in a first year, and the generated power will be supplied to Rajasthan Distribution Company at a tariff of 2.62 per unit. Another milestone which we have achieved during this quarter, that is the commercial operation of 320 megawatt capacity, 100,000 megawatt Bikaner solar power project. And we have recently commissioned the second phase, that is 78 megawatt on 15th of May 2025. With this, the total capacity which is now under operation is 320 megawatt, and the balance capacity will be commissioned during the next two quarters, that is by October 2025, we will be commissioning the entire 1000 megawatt capacity. Another key milestone in our business portfolio expansion, we have signed a MOU with the Government of Chhattisgarh on 10th of March 2025 for development of closed-loop pump storage plant, which is located in Balram district of Chhattisgarh, and it will be generating around 3959 million units once it is commissioned. Regarding our signing of some of the PPAs, power purchase agreements, for our ongoing under-construction projects, we have recently signed PPA with Damodar Valley Corporation for sale of our entire 210 megawatt of Luri hydroelectric project, 115 megawatt out of 382 megawatt from Suni Dam, and 200 megawatt out of 900 megawatt from Arun 3 HEP. So this is really a great significant development, because once we generate, then we need to sell the power also. So to sign the PPA prior to commissioning is a big achievement for the any company. Regarding the progress of our other ongoing projects, some of the major milestones which we have achieved during the fourth quarter of 2025 and the current quarter of financial 2025 are steam blowing for the unit 1 of our Buxar thermal plant, 660 megawatt first unit, was completed in January 25. And now we are heading towards the synchronization of the machine and also the commercial operation date, which we will be achieving by 15th of July during this 2025. So this is a big achievement for us, because this particular plant will be generating around 9828 million units per annum, with 85% power to be supplied to state of Bihar only. Because second unit also will be commissioning this year only, this calendar year. Another significant milestone, that in 900 megawatt Arun 3 hydroelectric project in Nepal, we have given the front two electromechanical contractor to start the electromechanical activities for unit 2 also, which is significant milestone again, because now it is clear that civil works are complete and now we are heading towards the erection and commissioning of the electromechanical equipment. Some of the other highlights for our outstanding power generation of our under operation plant for financial year 2024-25 are as follows. Our flagship 1500 megawatt Nathpa Jhakri hydropower station achieved a remarkable generation of 7421.45 million units, up from 6311.80 million units in FY 23-25. So it is almost more than 1100 million units more than the previous year. Similarly, in Rampur hydroelectric power station, 400 megawatt, again we generated 2074 million units, a significant increase from previous year of 1778 million units. So our total generation from all the power plants is 10647 as compared to 8489 in the financial year 23-24, that is increase of 25.44 year over year. So this is a significant achievement during this year. Now our current project portfolio, I just want to give a brief about that. SJVNL currently has 13 operational projects with a combined capacity of 2786.5 megawatt along with two transmission lines. We are currently constructing around, four hydro projects with a total capacity of 1558 megawatt, one thermal power project of 1320 megawatt and 11 solar projects totaling 1773 megawatt. This brings our under construction project portfolio to 4601 megawatt. In line with the Government of Energy, India's vision for energy accessibility, we are pleased to share that SJVNL has been selected as a pivotal role in the recently launched PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. This initiative aims to provide free electricity to 1 crore households across India, and SJVNL has been entrusted with the responsibility of implementing the scheme along with other PSUs. Additionally, we have been assigned responsibility for installing rooftop solar system on government building covering 18 ministries. So this work is in the process. And you may be aware that SJVNL has been listed as one of the renewable energy implementing agencies by Ministry of MNRE to contribute towards the nation's ambitious 500 gigawatt renewable energy target by 2030. And for the fiscal year 24-25, we have floated tender for a total of 7.5 gigawatt. Further, I am happy to report that letter of awards have been already issued to 2.4 gigawatt out of total capacity. So cumulatively, till date, tenders have been floated under this our flagship RIA. RIA, we have 18.6 gigawatt against 20.8 gigawatt. LOIs have been issued against 13.748. And power sale agreement and power purchase agreement have been signed for 5.188 gigawatt. So I am pleased to share that SJVNL flagship project Nathpa Jhakri has been recognized with prestigious CBIP award for best maintained project in the hydro sector on 22nd of March 2025. This award underscores our commitment to operational excellence. So this is really a great achievement for us again this year. And as we continue to build our success, I would like to reaffirm that SJVNL is on the track to realize our ambitious vision of achieving the installed capacity and also to maintain the operational excellence also. Thank you so much. Yeah, now we are open for the questions from...
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Surana from Monarch Network Capital Limited. Please proceed.
Sunny projects, I think those are, there's some court case going on between the government of Himachal Pradesh and SJVN. Are we still proceeding with the construction of these projects or what's the status? Can if you can let me know, that will be great. And I have one more question which I will ask after this one.
Yeah, I just want to convey you that yes, there is some cases going on with government of HP, but that is not impacting our construction of the projects, because unless some decision is taken to hand over or take over of these projects or discontinuation of the projects or whatever we have spent on the projects that is given to us. So we have not anything not decided as of now. So the construction is going on all the three projects which are under dispute.
So sir, just in case if government of HP decides to take over the projects or if they win the court case, so what will happen to all the expenses or expenditures that we have incurred on this project?
No, that they will be definitely reimbursing it to us. That is the understanding, and accordingly the same has been conveyed to government of HP by the central government.
Understood. But sir, will there be some kind of interest payments on those expenses or will it be just the amount that we'll have to redeem from the government?
No, my director of finance is also there, so he would like to add that what type of expenses they will be reimbursing.
Mr. Vaid?
Yes, sir.
They will be reimbursing all the costs which we have already incurred and which we are going to incur till the final decision is taken. The reimbursement will be along with the interest.
Okay. But what are the chances?
We will be claiming opportunity loss also from the state government.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you just clarify that again?
And we will be claiming for opportunity loss from the state government.
Understood. But sir, what are the chances that we will win this court case or the government of Himachal Pradesh have an upper hand because we have not yet signed the implementation agreement?
But by action, they have accepted and they have signed MOU with us, and we are going with the construction of the project from so many years. So this is accepted, and court will decide all the things.
Understood, sir. So just one last question. So this quarter, our depreciation and amortization amount has almost doubled versus the last quarter. If you can just give me the reason for that.
Reason for depreciation is that in case of SJL Green, we have created provision for impairment loss in respect of 3-4 projects, which is a accounting requirement. Otherwise, there is no issue of increase of depreciation.
So this quarter, the reported D&A includes impairment impairment cost as well. So how much is that?
143 crore.
140?
3 crore.
Understood. Thank you. So that's all from my end.
Yeah. The next question is from the line of Ragini Pandey from Elara Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, sir, why has the other income declined nearly 50% in this quarter?
Just a minute.
The reason for decline in the other income is as we are in a growth phase and most of the capital is now we have deployed in our under construction projects. So the amount which we used to have as FDs with the different banks and other income component previously was on a higher side. So it is mainly attributed to the capex the company has done under construction projects. That's the reason for the decline in the other income. The major constituent of the other income is always the interest income on deposits which you'll have with different banks.
Okay. Also, can you give what was the capex done for FY25 and capex guidance for the future years for FY26-27? Also, if you can share some light on the revenue and EBITDA guidance for FY26-27.
So CapEx for FY25, we close around 7,800. And the target for the FY26 is 8,300 crore roughly. And 12,000 crore for FY27 as far as the CapEx is concerned. As far as the future revenue guidance, we are, as a company policy, we don't give the future guidance of the income.
Okay. And I don't know if I missed this point, but if you can give the bifurcation on capacity addition for the renewable thermal and hydro side for 26 and 27.
27.
So,
this capacity addition target, which is for, we have added around 190 megawatt during the 24-25, which is mainly on the solar part. And capacity target for 25-26 is 5315 megawatt, and which is the, 4995 megawatt, which is the balance for 25-26. In this, the breakup is 1320 megawatt is for thermal, our Buxar thermal power plant, which we will be commissioning this year. And renewable energy is 3675. So total 4995 we will be adding during this 25-26, and 320 already we have added during this financial year.
Okay, and one last question from my side is if you can give the breakup of incentive income for this quarter.
So incentive income for the quarter is 115 crore rupees. This is Q4 FY25.
We have earned 35 crore towards capacity incentive, 76 crore towards secondary energy, and 4 crore towards UI charges. So totally 115 crore.
Thank you. I will join back the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prashant Shirsagar from Univet Corporate Research Private Limited. Please proceed.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes,
please. Yeah. I just want to ask you, can you share the progress of your pre-construction project, Italian hydroelectric project in Arunachal Pradesh?
Yeah, definitely. In Italian, there are three important components which are required for the construction of the plant. Number one is forest clearance. Number two is the environment clearance. Third is the land acquisition. So as of now, we have already submitted our application. Our application has come from the state to MOEF in central government. And most probably we will be getting FC1, forest clearance stage 1, next month when the meeting of FAC happened. Regarding the environment clearance, already the studies have been completed. Now precondition for EC is the FC1. So once we get the FC1 next month, we will submit our application for EC in the our MOEF ministry, and then we are expecting that within 2 months after submission, that is by the end of August or September max, we will get the environment clearance also. And now third part is land acquisition. Land acquisition in this plant we have completed, and we have submitted whatever the requisite amount to the state government for disbursement to the RAUSTIS, and their disbursement is going on. And we are expecting that by end of June, the entire disbursement will happen and we will acquire the entire land with our company. Now, this is the statutory requirement which is required to start the project. Once this happened, now fourth requirement is your investment approval, which is to be from the CCA, that is Cabinet Committee, has to approve the investment for this project. So that already is in under process with the Central Excise Authority and Ministry of Power. And we are expecting that this investment approval, because for investment approval, FC and EC is also mandatory as such. So we are expecting that by the end of September or October, we will get the investment approval from the Cabinet Committee. So these are the four things once this happened. Simultaneously, we are in process of preparing our tender documents so that once all the statutory approvals are with us, we can award the work and start the construction at site maybe by the end of this year.
Can you share how much money has been disbursed to the state government from the company? And second point is how many acres will be acquired for the Italian project, and out of that, how many have been acquired?
This land will be around 1100 hectare, which we will be acquiring, and we have already paid around 270 crore to the state government to acquiring this land.
And out of that, how many hectares will be getting for this from the state government?
Entire land is from the state government only, because 1100 hectare.
Okay. And apart from this 270 crores, how much money has been spent on the Italian project?
Around 800 crores. Around 800 crores we have spent.
So totally you have spent around 1070 crores, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Okay. Right.
Thanks. And my second question is regarding the other pre-construction project of Atunli, where 680 megawatts. So what has been, the status for that?
As far as EC and FC, I told the status for this Italian. It is almost in the similar stage, but land acquisition not happened there. We are expediting that with the state government and the district administration. Yesterday we had a meeting with the government of Arunachal again to expedite and to facilitate us for early acquisition of land. But one FC and EC is available with me, which is expected again by September, October this year. Then definitely I have to expedite the land acquisition. So that is happening parallelly.
Okay. And I just want to clarify one point. All the five projects which have been allotted to you are in the Dibang Valley basin or where, or any other basin?
No, it is in the same basin.
Same basin. Huh? Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. That answers all my questions.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, one clarification. In initial commentary, you mentioned four hydro plant of 1.6 gigawatt under construction, coal of 1.3, and solar, you mentioned 1.8 gigawatt under construction. Right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. But then in commissioning for this year, you mentioned coal-based plant of 1.3, which is matching up with what under construction is. But in terms of renewable, you mentioned almost like 3.675 megawatt, which is 3.7 gigawatt is commissioning. So I'm not clear on that part. Like, under construction is 1.7, 1.8 gigawatt. So
actually, this under construction when we are talking about, which are some of them under pre-construction also. If you see, I mentioned that there are under construction are 70 numbers, which comprise of 4966 megawatt cumulative. But hydro projects is not getting commissioned. These are any one of the hydro projects. So the projects which are being commissioned this year, those are basically 1320 of Buxar, then renewable energy 3675, and 320 we have already commissioned. So the projects which are getting commissioned during this year are 5315.
No, so 3675 megawatt of renewable, the complete all projects, none of them have got commission. We are getting commission this year.
Yes, sir. 320 we commissioned this year up to the May month, and now balance 3675 shall be commissioned next 10 months.
Okay, fine, sir. And then similarly, sir, for FY27, how do you see the complete?
Yes, for 26-27, we have a mainly our again the target is one of the hydro projects, which is 69.5 megawatt. We will be commissioning that during 26-27, and balance around 1930. That is the all solar projects and the wind projects, which we are targeted to complete during the 26-27.
Okay, right. And in terms of the project, like, you know, we are commissioning renewable 3675 megawatt this year and further this 1930 megawatt next year.
Yeah.
So what sort of PPA that we have as of now in this portfolio?
So as far as the renewable portfolio is concerned, we almost bag all these projects through competitive bidding with different DISCOMs. So we have 100% PPA for our renewable projects. And as hydro projects, as you know, they fall under Section 62 and we would have this cost plus PPAs. So PPAs is something which is not a concern for the company.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. And another is, like, you know, there is one more, like an initial commentary you mentioned, a couple of tenders being floated and PPA signed for 5.1 gigawatt. So that is basically where we are acting as a nodal agency. Is that what you were saying, right, sir?
Yes, it was under RIA mode, so that we are acting as an implementation agency there. Those will be back-to-back. We would be signing PSAs with the DISCOMs and we'll be giving PPAs to the IPPs.
Okay, okay. And then will there be fair to say any number, like what sort of PPA that we have signed in that RIA one for FY25?
So as far as we have given you out of 12.7 gigawatt, which we awarded and we already signed 5.2 gigawatt of PPAs and PSAs. The rest 7.3 gigawatt we would likely to complete in FY26 itself. Our performance vis-a-vis any other RIAs is comparatively we are faring better vis-a-vis all other three RIAs. So that is there.
Okay, got it, sir. And this, 5.1 gigawatt PPA that we signed, how many of these, we got signed in FY25?
Almost 3 gigawatt was signed in FY25 only, and 2.3 gigawatt we signed last year in FY24.
Okay, got it. And then, how do you see this under the RIA, how the pipeline looks for this year?
As if now the MNRE has not given any specific targets, but as you know that we have to add that capacity under 500 gigawatt of renewable energy by 2030. So we are doing our level best to add maximum capacity under renewable through the vertical.
Okay. And maybe one last question from my side, sir. I think you did mention, like, you know, on that impairment that we have done for a couple of renewable. I think I understand, like, you know, even the last quarter also we had a similar sort of impairment. So,
we did some impairment in respect of our wind assets last year. And this time we have done the impairment exercise for our solar assets. So, though as a good corporate governance practice, most of the industry players are not there with the impairment, but being a CPSU and we follow the highest of the corporate governance practices, so we provided for whatever we'll feel, as you know, that impairment test would be done on every balance sheet date. And going forward, we may reverse these impairment losses if the situation improves.
Okay. But sir, what is the background of this impairment? I understand, like, you know, the couple of projects where we have done impairment, they are already in operation, right?
There are multiple reasons. Like, as you know, cyclicality of the business of solar, and if we have seen the say actual design energy is dipping vis-a-vis actual energy dipping vis-a-vis design energy, so we are providing for it based on that.
Actually, it is a accounting compulsion. We have to compare the carrying cost with the amount which we are going to realize. So this is purely accounting requirement, and it can be reversed in the coming future.
Okay, but it's fair to say that the deviation or impairment, what is happening, it is primarily because of the PLF and the generation, or
primarily on account of that only.
And that has to do with the natural factor, or it's an equipment, or maybe the...
It's a natural problem. It is not under the control, but anybody's control, to say.
Okay, okay. Sure, sir. I think that's pretty helpful, and I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Anup Chand Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So what was the generation this year and this quarter, sir, in million units?
In generation, I told you earlier also that we have surpassed the generation which we had last year. So if you see the cumulative one, cumulative generation for this year was 10,106,47 million units compared to 8,489 million units in the FY24. So this represents around 25% in year to year.
Okay. And sir, what will be the additional debt that we will be taking this year for completing this 5,300 megawatt approximately that we are adding this year?
So as far as under construction project is concerned, the debt has already been tied up for most of the under construction projects. So incrementally we may raise another say 2000 crore rupees in FY26 if required based on the progress of the project.
And sir, you said approximately 5300 megawatt will be added, but can you give schedule of that? Means quarter wise means in which quarter this capacity will be added?
So we'll upload a detailed PPT where you will find all the details in a day or two. So most of the details would be there, or otherwise we can reach out to you separately also on the detailing part.
Okay, thank you sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ragini Pandey from Elara. Please proceed.
Yeah, sir, you have an ambitious pump storage project pipeline. So can you just give any color on when the construction will begin on the project, on any commissioning schedule for this project?
If you see regarding the pump storage, all these projects have been recently identified either by the state government or self-identified by the developers. So we have pump storage plants which we have either MOU or still the talks are going on with the state governments. Those are majorly in Mumbai, Maharashtra, then Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan also we have some, and we have in Mizoram, and so these are the major ones. Now if you see regarding pump storage, I told you these have been recently identified. So first requirement of these projects is to make a PFR and then the DPR. So normally it takes around 2 years to complete that exercise. So if you see, we are sitting in May 25. So by the May or June 27, we will be able to complete the DPR. And after that, the process of approvals and all this investment approval starts. So we will be going into construction sometime in 27, end of 27. And normally it takes around 4 to 5 years to construct the pump storage, which is the normal timeline depending upon the what type of plant we have, closed loop or open loop, or we have to construct single reservoir or double reservoir. So it all depends upon that, but 4 to 5 year minimum it takes to construct. So that is the timeline as of now for this, and definitely there is a lot of ambitious target which has been given to all the PSUs by Government of India, and we shall be meeting those targets as given by the Government of India to SGVNL also.
Yeah, okay. Sir, can you just tell me what is the regulated equity currently, and how will the regulated equity be by the end of FY26 and 27?
So as on date, as far as the regulated business is concerned, we have regulated equity from Nathpa, Jhakri and Rampur, 825 crore from Nathpa Jhakri and 251 crore from Rampur. And in FY26, we are going to add another regulated equity component from Buxar, where we'll have 869 crore rupees as regulated equity. So Buxar, as we are part commissioning, so at the end of FY26 and FY27, the minimum regulated equity will be around 1,945 crore rupees.
Okay, and the last question is, was there any exceptional or non-recurring item in Q4 FY25?
There is no exceptional item as such in the profit and loss count in FY25. It was in FY24 only.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Maheshwari from Reliance General Insurance Company Limited. Please proceed.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, I think we are on a very ambitious plan. I mean, from a capacity perspective, what we are adding in next 1 year is like what we have added till now and more than what we have added till date. So just want to understand the timelines. I mean, you have mentioned that solar 3675 megawatt you're going to add. So what could be the time frame? Matlab, as we are now sitting in May, so do we expect monthly commissioning sort of thing, or like what could be the average basically installation base?
Yeah, actually, as I told you, the major two components are there which are to be commissioned this year. One is thermal component, second is the solar one. Thermal, I told you that first unit we will be commissioning in the month of July this year, and second one we are commissioning between October to December. So that is the timeline for 1320 megawatt. Now, if we talk about the balance, this solar component, 320 megawatt, I told you already that we commissioned during the April and May. Around 241 we commissioned in April, and 78 we commissioned in May 25. So now balance which is left out is 3675. So there is a timeline, like in September 25, we will be commissioning 680 megawatt of solar. Similarly, in another other projects which timeline if you talk about, that is ranging from June 25 to March 26. So the detail we can give you, because these are around 16 projects, so we upload that on the website, and if you come directly also, we can share the detail with you for the individual project, that the 16 projects.
So it is fair to say that for the next 6 months, we should see a commissioning of approximately 2000 megawatt from the part of solar side.
Not part of solar, but solar and thermal, if you say, it will be around 2500 approximately up to December.
Okay, fair point. And sir, this nodal thing, what kind of incentive income do we generate on this?
So as you know, we are working with the 7 paisa trading margin on in our RIA vertical. So in FY27, we would be adding roughly 200 crore rupees in our bottom line.
Okay.
This is the trading margin, and we have certain success fee income also in FY25. We have around 50 crore rupees.
Okay. So 26 you expect to do 200 crores, right?
26. There would be a smaller number. Reason being is whatever capacity has been tied up back to back, these are under construction projects as if now, and would be commissioned, fully commissioned in FY27 only. And then only there would be a trading margin and billing.
But this will become a recurring thing, right?
So it's a recurring. Once those projects will be commissioned, so by 2030, we would have roughly around 1,200 crore rupees of the trading margin through our RIA vertical, whatever goal we have to, say, achieve a capacity addition on the renewable side in the RIA vertical.
So the RIA vertical will be clubbed as a revenue for operations only?
Trading margin only, that's the only income regime along with the success fee. So success fee is a smaller amount.
One time.
So that we are not, say, like banking upon that. So it is only the trading margin which will have a recurring, or once the asset is commissioned, will have the trading margin for 25 years.
Yeah, that is fine. I got that point. So you will be showing it as a part of revenue from operations only or as other income?
Yes. Revenue from operations only.
We have adopted. Okay. Gross accounting, we will be showing the total sale as revenue and purchase of electricity as expenditure, and the difference will be margin or profit.
Okay, basically the expense item purchase, electric purchase for trading, usme aap club kar denge usko. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks, sir. That's all of it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask questions, you may press star and one. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of R. Gajra from Informist. Please proceed.
So, sir, you had mentioned earlier in the call that the power generation in FY25 was, I couldn't catch that number. Was it 1064 million units?
Yes, 10647.
10647 million units. Okay, FY25, right? And it was up by 25% year on year from the previous financial year, correct? Hello?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Any other question?
No, that's about it. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Patil from ICICI Securities. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is just a small doubt on what you have mentioned already. So you said that out of the three, so by December you would be commissioning additional 2,500 megawatt. Out of this, 1525 is thermal, right?
1320.
And the remaining around 1200 megawatt would be renewable.
Yeah, solar, basically solar.
Okay. So out of this 3675, around 1200 will be commissioned by December. Then 2400 would be in the last quarter. Is that fair to assume?
Yes, true.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Ragini Pandey for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
We thank SJV management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. And we also thank all the investors and analysts for joining the call. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
On behalf of Elara Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.